It's 8:28. This is KRBD. I'm Emily Files, and Jessica Edwards from the Southeast Alaska State Fair is on the line to talk about how Ketchikan residents can get involved. Hello, Jessica.
Hey, Emily.
So you guys are going to be in Ketchikan tomorrow, is that right?
We are. We're actually in the airport getting ready to go to Sitka today, and we'll be landing in Ketchikan in the morning and have a great day planned.
Tell me about the Southeast Alaska State Fair.
Well, we're really excited about this year's event. It's a four-day event. It begins July 31st this year, runs through August 3rd, and it's 4 days of really different kinds of entertainment and fun for the whole family, people of all ages. We have music at three stages. We have about 50 vendors, lots of rides and games, kids' carnival activities, lots of free stuff for kids to do. It's just kind of we have a 40-acre property in Haines, and it's completely covered with stuff to do. You can come every day and not do the same thing twice. We have lots of contests and concerts and lots of stuff. So it's a great opportunity to make a trip up.
So it's from July 31st to August 3rd in Haines.
Correct.
Yes. Okay, so you all are going to be here in Ketchikan at the New York Cafe from 3 to 5 p.m. tomorrow.
That's right, yep, and we encourage residents who are interested in this year's fair or the fair in general to come and stop by and meet us. I'm the executive director. I'll be traveling with my events assistant, Julie Leonard, who also coordinates all of our exhibits in the area, and we would just love to meet people in Ketchikan who are interested in learning more about the fair. We'll also be at the Chamber of Commerce meeting at noon.
Okay.
There for a bit. Mm-hmm.
So are you looking for people who are interested in being vendors at the fair?
Sure, yes. We're interested in folks who want to come up in any capacity, whether that's just to bring their family up and do a sort of staycation in the region, or folks who want to come up. We have a few vendor spaces left. We've also got a great opportunity for folks who don't have the time or resources to make it up this year. We are encouraging exhibiting. So if folks are making arts and crafts or doing preserved foods or other homemaking activities, we have great opportunities to participate in the fair by sending arts and crafts up for judging and display at the fair. We have a beautiful exhibit hall that's been renovated in 2011. Beautiful display cases and places to exhibit artwork. So you get a little feedback on your work. You get to display it to an audience from all around the region. And it's a neat way to participate that way as well.
So people who do any kind of artwork, I'm looking at a list here of the exhibit departments.
Yeah.
They include beer and wine.
Yep.
Preserved foods, crochet, knitting, needlework, woodworking, photography, fine arts, native style arts, pioneer arts and recycling, hobbies and crafts and youth projects. So a lot of range there.
Really? Yeah, we get, and that's one of my favorite parts of the setup for the fair is that we get intake from Haines, Clackawanna, and Skagway, so folks who are a little bit closer to Haines. But we also get these amazing pallets shipped up on AML. AML donates all of our freight for exhibits in Southeast. We get these pallets with boxes on them, and we get to open the boxes, and there's just the most amazing, beautiful treasures that people have made and sent up. Gorgeous quilts and cedar bark hats, and I mean, just stuff that makes your eyes pop out of your head. It's one of my favorite parts of the fair.
How many people usually attend the fair?
That's a good question. We have gate numbers that reflect two different admission styles. We sell a four-day pass, and we sell gate admission. So our best estimate is that we see 11,000 to 12,000 through the gates over 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's got to be some duplicate individuals coming and just buying a day pass for Saturday or Sunday or whatnot. But we think there's probably 6,000 to 7,000 individuals that come to the fair, which is quite a lot because Haines is a town of 2,500 people. So
mm-hmm.
It's one of our biggest visitor events of the year. And I can tell you that the community rolls out the red carpet, and it's a very, very festive, fun time to visit.
And how much does it cost to attend?
Admission, well, we have a pass special between now and the 15th of June. And if folks from Ketchikan want to call up if they miss that deadline, I'm happy to extend it. It's $32 for a four-day pass, and that includes everything. That includes the concerts that go all the way into the evening to almost 1 o'clock in the morning. So it's one price for all of that stuff. There are things you can buy inside, like food, and, you know, you can go shopping or purchase tickets for carnival games and rides. But pretty much you can get away with $8 a day at the fair once you get there.
Mm-hmm. So is there a charge to exhibit your work in the fair?
No, it's free. And if you can take advantage of one of the things we're going to be doing in Ketchikan is coming to the local AML office and working with folks there to try to set up a day that folks can drop off their exhibits. And if folks can get their exhibits to AML on the day, which we believe will be July 11th, then it's totally free to ship up and back, and there's no fee for entry at all. So it's just a matter of getting your work together, and we have all the forms and whatnot. So I will say, too, that we are seeking a town representative to help coordinate arts and crafts for shipping. We have town representatives in many communities. We don't have one this year. We've had a wonderful person helping us the last couple of years, but for life reasons, she's not able to help us. And so we are looking for a volunteer exhibit coordinator. It's a great way to help coordinate the arts and crafts in your community to get them up to the fair. And it's a bit of work, but it's actually pretty fun. You get to meet people who are doing stuff, and it's just about bringing stuff into one place, all the crafts and arts, and then getting it to AML. And then when it comes back to your community, to Ketchikan, then it's just about redistributing and helping people see what kind of ribbons they got, which is pretty fun.
Okay, so that's Jessica Edwards, the executive director of the Southeast Alaska State Fair. She's going to be in Ketchikan tomorrow from 3 to 5 at the New York Cafe and at the noon chamber lunch. And the State Fair is July 31st to August 3rd in Haines. Thank you, Jessica.
Thanks so much for the opportunity, Emily.